The core strategic failure of the current AI boom is the assumption that safety and alignment can be solved as an afterthought, a lightweight compliance layer bolted onto a finished product. In practice, robust alignment, disinformation forensics, spam neutralization, and adversarial red teaming are computationally intensive tasks. Deconstructing an argument structure, tracing model drift, running continuous multi-agent verification pipelines, and synthesizing objective analytical baselines require serious, sustained compute. When independent engineers and decentralized research groups attempt to build resilient, reality-tethered architectures, such as verified local inference pipelines and transparent news verification engines, they are forced to operate under severe hardware constraints. They work with consumer-grade GPUs, rented single-node instances, and cobbled together local clusters. Meanwhile, frontier labs sit atop massive, multi-gigawatt data centers, hoarding compute capacity entirely for proprietary scaling. This creates a systemic imbalance. The defensive starvation. Those who understand how to build guardrails, detect semantic manipulation, and audit automated systems are starved of the resources needed to operate at scale. The offensive acceleration. The actors deploying automated text generation, unmonitored mass syndication, and synthetic influence campaigns face virtually no technical friction in scaling their operations. Waiting for a rogue architecture or unmonitored system collapse while refusing to fund the defensive infrastructure required to check it is not prudence. It is willful blindness. A strategic mandate for compute donation. If frontier AI labs and the governing bodies overseeing critical technology infrastructure are genuinely concerned with long-term stability, treating compute exclusively as a private commercial asset is a catastrophic miscalculation. A mandatory, structural allocation of frontier compute toward defensive engineering is no longer an act of corporate philanthropy. It is an existential security imperative. Just as traditional critical infrastructure sectors are required by law to maintain fail-safes and undergo independent safety audits, the organizations commanding the world's leading AI clusters should be mandated, or incentivized through strategic policy, to carve out a dedicated percentage of their compute capacity for the public defense. This allocation should be directed cleanly and directly to 1. Independent alignment and interpretability labs, providing researchers outside the corporate bubble with the cluster access necessary to run deep behavioral and structural audits on frontier-scale models. 2. Open-source defensive tooling, funding the creation and scaling of decentralized disinformation-fighting pipelines, verification engines, and local inference frameworks that keep verification transparent and community-owned. 3. Adversarial red-teaming collectives, equipping independent security engineers with the computational horsepower required to stress-test complex autonomous systems before deployment, rather than reacting to systemic failures after the fact. The cost of inaction. To build powerful, highly autonomous cognitive systems without simultaneously underwriting the defensive infrastructure capable of auditing and containing them is an invitation to systemic collapse. History demonstrates that whenever an insurmountable advantage in speed and scale is accumulated without a corresponding investment in structural control, the outcome is not a managed transition. It is a sudden, unrecoverable fracture. If the architects of frontier AI continue to treat compute as a purely extractive, profit-driven commodity, they are simply waiting for the inevitable blitzkrieg of automated drift and unmonitored systemic failure. The time to divert a fraction of that silicon toward the builders of reality-tethered defense systems is not after the fracture occurs, but right now, while the foundation can still be reinforced.